And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show, Mornings with the Leader Man, here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. And heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Wakey, wakey.
What is this?
Wakey, wakey.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
But first,
turn on the radio.
Can I turn on the radio?
Can I turn on the radio?
Hey, mind if I turn on the radio?
Turn the radio on.
You guys mind if I turn on the radio?
Just shut up and turn the radio on.
Put the radio
on. Just turn the radio on.
Happy World Radio Day.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
Good morning, Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB. Welcome back to Hour 2 of Mornings with the Leader Man. I am Steve Leader Adams, along with Stephen Woodward. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Leader Man. Good morning, everybody, on this therapeutic Thursday here in the rainy Sandhill.
Don't forget, of course, we're being heard around the world on a live audio stream. That's available at our website at talk973.com or talk1041.com or weeb990.com. Upper right-hand corner of every page has an icon that says On the Air, Listen Live. Click it once, you're listening that quick. If you have difficulty, go down to the bottom of the page. There's another play button down there. Just click on that, and that will override your browser that may be blocking us. Weather for us today here in the Sand Hills area. Look for things to be mostly cloudy today with showers. High of 61 tonight. Clear, 31 for your low. Friday, mostly sunny. High near 50. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers, 54 for a high. And Sunday, mostly cloudy. Maybe an isolated shower and a high of 64. Right now, around the Sand Hills, winds are southeast at 1. Pressure is 29.98. Dew point 45. Humidity 99%. We got clouds and 45 degrees currently here at Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. All righty, it's 8:33, 33 past the hour on this Thursday morning. Stephen Woodward, you're on deck. You have a special guest.
We do indeed, Leader Man. We are very pleased to have us joining us this morning from Nashville. On the phone is Dr. Carol Swain. Good morning, Dr. Swain.
Good morning. I am so excited about returning to North Carolina.
Well, just to remind our listeners, Dr. Swain is a an author, a cultural commentator. She visited us last summer when we discovered that a diversity, equity, and inclusion workshop had been scheduled on our local community college campus. And we thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting to bring in one of the leading authorities on the all of the various bad and ominous things that come with DEI. And so Dr. Swain came into town and delivered a presentation on the very same day as the DEI workshop. And it was a well-received event, and we were so glad that we were able to work that out. She has a new book that just came out. I love the title. It's called The Gay Affair. Now, let's give you some context on that, and then we'll get to Dr. Swing with a couple of questions. You'll recall about a year ago in early January, the then president of Harvard University, Claudine Gay, was not having a very good start to her new year. She was hauled in before Congress to explain why, on the campus of Harvard University, there was an abject failure to stem the tide of anti-Semitism that had arisen after the attack on Israel in the previous October 2023. She, along with two other university presidents, were unable to explain why they refused to stand in the breach against anti-Semitism. And that was pretty bad for Harvard and for Claudine Gay. And then along comes revelations that in her 1997 dissertation, she had plagiarized the work of several authors, foremost among them our guest today, Dr. Carol Swain. This led to the resignation of Claudine Gay as the Harvard president, although I think she retained her really obscenely high salary. Did I cover that pretty well, Dr. Swain? Is that does that sort of lead us to what?
You're doing an excellent job. She, as far as we all know, she's still earning $900,000 a year. And in her resignation letter, she implied that it was racism and that she was stepping down for the good of the university because she loved it so much. And so that's sort of how that ended. I also wanted to say that when I was in North Carolina doing that DEI seminar, I attended along with some other people that were connected to the conference, and they had all of the security. I mean, I guess word was out that I was going to be there. Never seen so much security.
Yeah, I remember that. It was. I didn't know whether to be at ease or very nervous about that, but it was quite something to behold. Now, since you were here a half a year ago, we have seen the house of cards known as diversity, equity, inclusion just crashing to the earth, in large part due to a couple of very timely executive orders issued by President Donald Trump shortly after he was inaugurated. Yesterday, Goldman Sachs said that it was dropping requirements around DEI with regard to funding of IPOs, initial public offerings. Disney has ratcheted back its DEI requirements. Deloitte, PBS, and the list goes on and on. How are you feeling today about your prediction that DEI was soon to be DOA?
I remember that when I gave my presentation and I got questions and answers, and around the country, that most people did not see the end of affirmative action or DEI, but President Trump issued an executive order that reversed Lyndon Johnson's 1965 executive order instituting affirmative action as preferential treatment. And the whole, just all of that has sort of collapsed overnight. But when it comes to the corporations, just as I forecast when I wrote The Adversity of Diversity, published in 2023, the Supreme Court decision to strike down race-based affirmative action led to corporations, tech companies, and so since the death of George Floyd, corporations have been quietly cutting back and eliminating DEI programs because there was no value added. We also learned that McKinsey and Company had published all these studies about how companies that were diverse, they had greater profits, and we learned that that was junk science.
Yeah, no kidding. Just as a reminder, we're talking to Dr. Carol Swain. She will be up in Lee County on Saturday at a attending as a keynote, a Douglas Lincoln Reagan dinner, co-hosted by the Lee County Republican Party and the Election Integrity Network. Can you tell us quickly, the new book is called The Gay Affair. Why did you write this book?
The book is The Gay Affair, Harvard plagiarism and the death of academic integrity. And I stress the subtitle because some people may think it's my first romance novel, and it isn't.
Right.
I wrote the book because of what happened at Harvard and the fact that there was no accountability. And I had attorneys reach out to Harvard. The book kind of chronicles my journey from the evening, December 10th, 2023, that I received the phone call. I did not know I had been plagiarized 26 years earlier. And the range of emotions that I went through, starting with sadness and then finally anger about the way it was handled. And Harvard and Claudine Gay, neither one of them, you know, took responsibility. Pretty much they described it as duplicative language without attribution. And so I was pursuing a copyright infringement lawsuit against Harvard. And at some point, it became clear to me that it was too risky. Under copyright law, loser pays. And Harvard has a $53 billion endowment. My attorneys were telling me it would be anywhere between $100,000 to $250,000 just to go to trial. And I decided that I couldn't totally walk away from it. The book chronicles the journey, but also not just about Claudine Gay, but about plagiarism in general. It's a short book. It's a fast read. And I believe on Amazon it has, it may have 65 reviews. It has 60-some reviews, and all of them are 5 stars except 2 that are 4 stars. I mean, and people are saying, you know, that it's informative and it's an easy read. And I'm very transparent about the range of emotions and the advice I received and why I'm doing it. And I'm doing it to hold Harvard accountable, because what happens at Harvard impacts all the institutions, colleges and universities, and it will impact K-12 education as well.
Well, I for one certainly appreciate your writings and your keen intellect and the fact that you don't back down from your core principles, which were formed in your youth when you really emerged from a childhood spent in poverty to become a college-educated individual who went on to teach at Princeton and Vanderbilt, and now we're seeing you. I think I saw you on the Megyn Kelly show the other day. But thank you for joining us today, and we wish you safe travels back here to the Tar Heel State, and great success with your new book. Dr. Swain, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.